The Grand Italian Tour is the theme of the fifth edition of the Catskill High Peaks Festival, Music with Altitude, hosted by the Catskill Mountain Foundation August 10th through the 20th and presented by Close Encounters with Music, the Berkshire-based chamber music organization. The 10-day chamber music festival, directed by internationally acclaimed cellist Yehuda Hanani, offers a combination of concerts, lectures, film, and masterclasses open to the public and featuring distinguished faculty artists and outstanding young musicians from around the world. Festival events will take place at the newly restored Orpheum Theater in Tannersville, New York, and the Doctorow Center for the Arts in Hunter, as well as additional locations in the Hudson Valley and Berkshires. Catskill High Peaks Festival Artistic Director Yehuda Hanani joins us now, along with Hannah Hanani, Vice President of Close Encounters with Music and co-founder of the Catskill High Peaks Festival, and it's a great pleasure to welcome you both back to the program. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Joe.
Always a delight to have you here. So what brought you to the idea of a Grand Italian Tour?
Well, for generations, Italy was a source of inspiration for artists. Actually, it was a destination for Europeans from the north countries, Germany, England, as a rites of passage almost. People who reached a certain age had to go to Italy and be educated and be exposed to the Mediterranean sun and maybe have a little romance before they came back to the foggy London and to icy St. Petersburg. and artists started this trend. Famous artist Goethe has poems about Italy. Composers, Tchaikovsky visited Florence.
Mendelssohn,
of course, Italian symphony. It was, and also Italy was the center of musical life. Musical language is Italian, you know, Joe. Allegro, andante, espressivo.
That's where that comes from, sure.
It's all in Italian. This is the language that we use as musicians. So we decided to pick up this theme and go with it.
And once you start the theme, does it all kind of just fall in place as to what you're going to do, and the repertoire becomes, readily apparent, let's say?
Yes, of course. First of all, we have all the Italian composers. So on Sunday, there will be Vivaldi, who grew up in Venice, and all the Mediterranean sensuality and warmth and emotionalism are represented in his music, just like one of the numerous pictures of Venice by Antonio Canaletto, for example. We all know those pictures of Venice with the shimmering light and the palaces on the Grand Canal. All this is really musically expressed in Vivaldi's music. We'll have him. We'll have music of Stravinsky, who used some Italian, old Italian material and wrote the Pulcinella Suite, which is based on Italian Commedia dell'arte.
Liszt.
Franz Liszt was one of those. Thank you, sweetheart. Why don't you tell a story? Go ahead.
Liszt wrote L'année de Pèlerinage, Year of Pilgrimage. And there will be selections from that. He was another composer who was inspired. It wasn't just restricted to composers. It was also literary figures, Byron, many others. But this program also has arias and from Italian opera. Lucille Beer, who is a Metropolitan Opera singer, will be with us. And Michael Chertok, who's performed with the Boston Pops and with many other orchestras, will be the pianist for the program. There's Paganini, the great violin virtuoso, represented on the program. So it really is just a gathering of all the Italian composers.
It's another thing worth mentioning is that all the great Italian, all the great violins were Italian made.
Right.
Stradivarius, Guarnerius, Amati, these are all great Italian masters, and it all goes hand in hand with the fact that this was a great musical center.
And there is a lecture, actually. There's a lecture during the week. We have a luthier coming from Woodstock, David Wiebe, who is going to tackle the question of why all the great violin makers were Italian. You know, was the wood better in Italy? Did they have secrets of violin making that were known only to them? So we're really, it's a holistic exploration of the Italian contribution to
And it being
music.
A Verdi anniversary, of course, we are going to have a lecture on Verdi and his political influence on Italian life. You know, Verdi's music had a lot to do with Italian nationalism.
So. One of the things that I love about this festival is that you travel around. I mean, I say great Italian tour, but you guys tour around and go to wonderful sites throughout the region.
We do go to wonderful sites throughout the region and really throughout the world. And I think what we've done is try to take elements of festivals that we have attended as participants, where Yehuda has participated, and just try to take the strands that we think work best, are best for audiences, best for students, and incorporate them into a location that we feel is near our home, areas that are have sort of a spiritual dimension and an artistic dimension. And I think I would just like to say a few words about the location, which is not very far at all from Berkshire County, Dutchess County, Columbia County. It happens to be situated in Greene County in the towns of Tannersville and Hunter. There is a legacy of the arts there that started in the Gilded Age with a woman by the name of Candace Wheeler, who was a very, very well-known designer. She was actually part of a design firm with Louis Comfort Tiffany, and was responsible for trying to promote women in the arts. But she had a lot of very, very distinguished friends, including Mark Twain, and Rachmaninoff came up there. 2 years ago, we stayed in a house where Rachmaninoff had visited and played the piano.
Wow.
And we were in
That's
that living
so cool.
room. Mark Twain had spent summers there. His son-in-law, who was a very celebrated pianist by the name of Osip Gabrilovich, was represented in our program. When we discovered all these great connections, we thought we really want to connect content and context. So that is an important component. And there was a woman by the name of Jeanette Thurber, who was the sister-in-law of Candace Wheeler, and she was the founder of the first conservatory in New York City. And of course, the Hudson River painters would go there and paint plein air. They would go back to these incredible cottages, Gilded Age cottages, that are very much the counterparts of the Berkshire cottages. And we want our students and our audiences to just feel these great connections and do a little bit of, you know, historical and cultural sleuthing, and understand that this is part of the attraction of the area.
We have about 50 students coming from all over the world, and I cannot think of a better way to introduce them to American culture, the American life, than in a place like this. They come from Korea, from China, from Latin America, from Russia. And there's another sort of side benefit for a festival like this. When you put together a Malaysian cellist with a Russian violinist, with Latin America, there is a certain meeting of spirits that sort of negates everything that happens politically in the political arena.
Sure.
So whatever happens between Putin and Barack Obama is left aside, and a Russian and American musician sit together and they make beautiful music.
And obviously that's a side benefit. You don't think about that when you're planning it. But having these various musicians come and to realize that's what you have is a fascinating thing to
yes.
look at. Yeah,
it's a wonderful side outcome.
How do you, in the few minutes that we have left, how the students that come to you, how do you find them in the sense of, or how do they find you? I guess is another way.
It all started by the fact that cellists wanted to just meet me and work with me before the school year began.
Right.
So towards the end of summer, there would be six or eight cellists coming for an intense week or so of immersion in cello literature and cello repertoire. And what happens is they said, oh, wouldn't it be nice if we had a pianist to play with us? So a few pianists joined. And then how about doing some trios? Before we knew it, we had to put a limit on the number of people that we would accept. So we decided, in order to preserve the intimacy of the festival, to limit it to 50 participants. But they sent tapes and videos, so we know who is coming. We know how to group them into chamber music groups. So it'll be they'll be playing with people of their own level.
And of course, at this point, we're formalized. So we have a faculty. We have eight or nine faculty members,
right.
and they bring their own students, and they're selected by their teachers as well. As far as the repertoire, that's we should mention that during the week, in addition to the two Sunday matinee performances at 2 p.m. in Tannersville and in Hunter, the students are going to be performing, and it really is an opportunity for people to hear Rising Stars of Tomorrow. They'll be, strutting their stuff, bringing out pieces that they've been coached on. And it's a chance for people to hear, actually, if they come to the chamber music, they can hear the performance intact. If they come to master classes, they can see and hear what young artists are striving for. What takes a performance from, a good performance to a terrific performance? What are the elements that really transform it?
It's like going into the kitchen of a chef before you sit down to a gourmet dinner, and you see what goes into the process of preparation, the cooking, the cutting, the chopping, what one has to deal with before you sit on the stage and you actually present it.
As far as our collaborations, I want to say that we've really taken the principles that make up Close Encounters with Music, the collaboration, which we love to do with organizations in the area, and we are presenting a concert at the Olana estate in the Olana Partnership, I should say, on Friday the 15th, right in the orchard. They are plunking down a piano. We're going to have our fabulous pianist playing in the orchard, and we're going to have a chorus of, we have 21 cellists. If you think of it, an orchestra, a symphony orchestra, has 12 cellists. We have 21, and the sonorities are going to be amazing. There are going to be violins also, but violas. So it's going to be quite a happening. And then we have had many partnerships with the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge. We have a concert there on the 18th, right in the galleries. And we are so excited to bring our Chinese, Korean, Malaysian students to these two iconic American institutions, so they really understand what this country represents.
When you put a, obviously, as a cellist, I ask you this question, but if you put a piano in an orchard, I mean, does it matter to you where you play? I mean, that has to be an element of the performance when you're outside.
First of all, every performance, I tell my students that too, every performance should sound like you're playing in Carnegie Hall. In other words, where you are has no bearings on the level of preparation and dedication.
Sure.
What you do have to take into consideration is the acoustics, of course. I mean, if you play outdoors with no amplification, you have to take this into account. So for this concert in the orchard, we are opting for the larger groups, for a cello chorus, which will have about 20 cellists, as Hannah mentioned, playing together some amazing music.
And I think it may be amplified right there.
We will be amplified. Good. Yeah. So that gives us a little more flexibility.
Yes, because you're filling that space, obviously,
right.
and it's out there. But then there's bugs. Right? There are bugs and rain and all, there's all this. So I would assume that has an impact on a performance.
Yeah, I've been in festivals where a very famous singer opened her mouth and an insect
swallowed a mosquito,
flew straight in. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's not good.
No, it's not good. Yeah, those things do. Or you have cicadas singing along,
Well, that's cool. That's neat. That's neat to think about. Well, it's a beautiful festival, and there's so much to talk about, but I urge you to go to the website where it's all laid out and you can plan the time. It runs August 10th through the 20th. It's presented by Close Encounters with Music, and it's the it's hosted by the Catskill Music Foundation. You can find out more by going to the website, which is CatskillHighPeaksMusic.org. CatskillHighPeaksMusic.org. Yehuda Hanani and Hannah Hanani, I thank you so much for being with us this morning. Have a glorious festival, and congratulations on the wonderful
work you're doing
with the
students.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.